Discovery of ammonia, 9, 6, mazes in two high-mass star-forming regions, by Y.T. Yan et al. Molecular maser lines are signposts of high-mass star formation, probing excitation and kinematics of very compact regions in the close environment of young stellar objects and providing useful targets for trigonometric parallax measurements. Only a few NH3, 9, 6, mazes were known so far, and their origin is still poorly understood. Here we aim to find new NH3, 9, 6, mazes to provide a better observational basis to study their role in high-mass star-forming regions. We carried out NH3, 9, 6, observations toward Cepheus A and G34.26+0.15 with the EFFELSBER G100M telescope and the Carl G. Jank C Very Large Array. We discovered new NH3, 9, 6, mazes in CEP A and G34.26+0.25, which increases the number of high-mass star-forming regions hosting NH3, 9, 6, mazes from 5 to 7. Long-term monitoring, 20 months, at Effelsberg shows that the intensity of the 9, 6, maser in G34.26+0.25 is decreasing, while the CEP A maser remains stable. Compared to the Effelsberg data and assuming linear variations between the epochs of observation, the JVLA data indicate no missing flux. This suggests that the NH3, 9, 6, emission arises from single compact emission regions that are not resolved by the interferometric measurements. As JVLA imaging shows, the NH3, 9, 6, emission in CEP A originates from a sub-arcsecond-sized region, slightly to the west of the peak position of the 1.36 cm continuum object, HW2. In G34.26+0.25, 3 NH3, 9, 6, maser spots are observed. One is close to the head of the cometary ultracompact 2 region C and the other two are emitted from a compact region to the west of the hypercompact 2 region A. The newly found, 9, 6, mazes appear to be related to outflows. Higher angular resolution of JVLA and VLBI observations are needed to provide more accurate positions and constraints for pumping scenarios. This was discovery of ammonia, 9, 6, mazes in two high-mass star-forming regions, by Y.T. Yan et al.